the basic problem is that 13 million patients are eligible for DentiCal, but only a quarter of California's dentists sees even one of them a year. A stack of papers on the desk of Stockton dental surgeon Nicholas Vico can help explain why. It's a chart from a recent tricky surgery Vico performed on a DentiCal patient.
So the total fee was about $4,000.
Correct.
But you're only, what does the second line mean?
What they will pay is $672.
In other words, Vico gets 17% of what he would from private insurance. These notoriously low rates are the main reasons dentists cite for not accepting DentiCal. The other problem is the paperwork.
That chart looks more like a phone book than, a magazine, right?
It took that much correspondence with DentiCal before he got paid.
There's a lot of work put in for those few patients, and I look at treating these patients more almost as a charity than I do a business thing. And there's only so much charity I can give.
Lawmakers in Sacramento have recognized this problem, but they're not solving it by opening the state checkbook. Democratic Assemblyman Jim Wood, a dentist himself, has authored legislation to reduce the paperwork. He spoke at a hearing in June.
If we can cut some of the red tape, I know a lot of my colleagues would gladly take Medi-Cal patients.
Wood acknowledges low pay remains a problem. To address that, Democratic lawmakers and the Brown administration are looking to the federal government. It's agreed to give DentiCal a temporary infusion, $750 million over the next 5 years. That's a more than 10% bump to the program's budget.
I think it's going to be extremely helpful.
DentiCal chief Alani Jackson says it could entice more dentists to see DentiCal patients.
It gives us an opportunity to test how does getting additional monies for the services that you're already rendering impact provider participation.
But the funding comes with some limits. It would pay dentists higher rates, but only after they see a set number of patients. It's only to treat children. Some of the funding is restricted to certain counties with few dentists, and it's specifically for preventative medicine, to encourage more sealants and cleanings and teaching good brushing habits.
The whole theory behind it is let's prevent the disease before it starts, so I applaud that. But in identifying disease, you're going to get to the point where you can't prevent some of it, and some of it will have to be treated.
Dr. John Blake runs the nonprofit Children's Dental Health Clinic in Long Beach. It's one of the few places that provides specialty care to DentiCal patients.
I just caution it because our program in our area has become a dumping ground.
He says the federal funding is good, but if the state wants to fix DentiCal, it'll have to find the money. There is currently one plan to do that from what you might consider an unlikely source. It's not often Republicans support more funding for low-income entitlement programs, but that's exactly what's happening in California. Assembly Republican leader Chad Mace.
Let's not play a game that says that we're going to try to provide dental care for 13 million Californians when they can't actually access dental care. If you're going to have a program, let's make sure that it actually works.
Republican leaders in both Assembly and Senate favor adding $200 million state dollars a year to DentiCal. They estimate that could at least pay dentists the national average for the most common procedures. That bill died in the Senate. During a budget discussion, Assemblyman Tony Thurman said they brought it up too late and it cost too much.
Pretty much at the end of the process, and what we've committed to is to having ongoing conversations about how we can do something around DentiCal.
With a week left before the end of the session, that hasn't happened. California will have to rely on the temporary infusion of federal money and pared-down paperwork to allow DentiCal patients access to the care they've been promised. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.